All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We're going to go ahead and start the lesson for the kids. And today we're going to be talking about Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark. All right. And you kids are doing a good job tonight. And let me just go ahead and begin by saying this. Whenever we're going to teach God's Word or we're going to listen to God's Word, we want to make sure that we are showing respect for the Word of God. I want to make sure that we are paying attention, all right? So make sure you guys have your eyes up here. Let me see your eyes. I want to see your eyes. Let me see your eyes. Can everybody? Some of you are giving me the death stare. Oh, no. Look up here. Look up here. There's some of you, I don't see your eyes. I don't see your eyes. Look up here. Look up here. Look at me. Look at me. Can you see my eyes? I can see your eyes. Some of you, I can't. I can see your eyes now. All right. Good. Look this way. Good. All right. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Hands. All right. Go like this. Go like this. Get all that energy out. All right, good. Now let's do this. Go like this, and then put your hands on your lap. All right, for about 10 minutes, I just want you to keep your hands right there, if that's okay. All right, let's keep our mouths closed, and let's make sure we learn from the Word of God. Okay, now today, we're learning about Noah's Ark. Okay, and I want you guys to have fun, but I want you to also be respectful to the Word of God. Noah's Ark. Am I messing with this? Can you hear me? Okay, good. Noah's Ark. Let me just start by reading a portion of Scripture, okay? So listen up. This is a story from the Word of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God." All right, so we're going to learn about the story of Noah's Ark, and there's just several things that I want you guys to be aware of. I'm sure you've heard of Noah's Ark. But let me just highlight some things for you, okay? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts..." Yeah, I feel like you've got this one on or something. As long as you don't mess up the puppet show. You can mess me up, but don't mess up the puppet show. No, thank you. "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." So here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that there came a time on planet earth when God looked down from heaven, and the Bible says that the thoughts of human beings, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So the Bible says that there were people on the earth, and they were all what we might call bad people. They all had bad thoughts and bad intentions. And God looked down, and the Bible says that it grieved him and it repented him that he had made man upon the earth, because they were doing bad things, thinking bad things. The Bible says that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, were only evil continually. But the Bible tells us, in contrast to that, that there was a man by the name of Noah. Now, you guys know I like to draw, or at least I'm not saying I'm good at it, but I like to do it. So let me see if I can draw someone that could represent Noah for us, all right? Noah probably had a beard, I think. And the Bible tells us that Noah... walked with God. The Bible says about Noah, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God." So the Bible tells us that Noah walked with the Lord. He had a walk with God. And let's see if we can give Noah some color here. All right. I don't know if he had brown hair or brown beard, but my colors are limited, so we're giving him brown. The Bible tells us that Noah walked with God, and the Bible tells us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So Noah lived a long, long time ago. And he lived really before the Bible tells us there was civilizations or nations or societies. And everyone on the earth was doing wrong. Everyone was doing evil continually. They were hurting people. They were only thinking of that which was wrong and that which was bad. But there was this man named Noah, and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord because he walked with the Lord, because he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And that's a lesson for you kids and for all of us, adults as well, that you can live for God even when others are not. Even when others are doing wrong, even when others are not loving the Lord and not trusting in the Lord, Noah chose to live right even when no one else did, all right? And the Bible tells us that God gave Noah a very hard task. And that task was to build, you guys probably know it, an ark, right? So the Bible tells us that God told Noah to build an ark. Now here's the thing about an ark, okay? The ark is just a really big boat. I'm going to try to color it in. And Noah had to build this, but you know, when Noah built the ark, he lived a long time ago. So he couldn't go to Home Depot and just buy wood. He had to cut down trees. He had to use what we might call primitive tools to cut that wood and to get it all ready. And the Bible tells us that this took Noah a very long time. But God told Noah to build an ark because God told Noah that he was going to judge the world and that he was going to judge the world with a flood. So Noah built this ark, and it took a lot of work. And the Bible tells us he built it with his three sons. And it took him many, many years to get this accomplished. There was a lot of work for it to be done. But he was faithful at it. And he eventually built this ark, which is pretty much just like a big boat. And it was really just meant to float. There was no way to direct it and make it go anywhere, but when the whole world flooded, you're not really going anywhere. You're just trying to survive. So Noah builds this ark. The Bible says in Genesis 6:14, make thee, this is God speaking to Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and with pitch. And here's the thing, it took a lot of faith for Noah to build this ark. And this is the part that I want you guys to kind of pay attention to. It took faith for Noah to build this ark, because the Bible tells us that God told Noah to build this ark. And then the Bible says in Genesis 7:5, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. But in Hebrews, the Bible tells us about this story, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things, and here's what it says, not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So the Bible tells us that God told Noah to build an ark. And God told Noah that he was going to flood the earth with rain and with water. And the Bible tells us that Noah did this. It was a lot of work, and he did it by faith. And it says, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet. So here's the thing. It was hard enough for Noah to build an ark, but the Bible tells us that it had not even rained on the earth yet. Noah had never seen rain. The Bible seems to indicate that in earlier in the book of Genesis. Noah had never seen a flood at all. Noah had never seen a boat before. Noah had never seen a boat be on water before. So God told him to do this, and he had to do it by faith. But Noah, of course, trusted in the Lord. And you know, faith means that we trust in God. And it means that we trust in God even if we don't understand exactly what it is, that why it is that God wants us to do something, even if we don't understand how everything's going to work out. Faith means that we trust the Lord. And faith sometimes means that in our lives we're going to have to do things that are difficult. Sometimes it means we're going to have to work hard and obey. Sometimes we're going to have to do when everybody else is doing whatever they want, when everybody else is just playing and having fun. Noah walked with God, he worked hard, and he built this ark. So it took Noah a lot of work, and it took a lot of faith. And then the Bible says this in Genesis 7:9. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. What the Bible's talking about is what? What do you guys think God's talking about when it says that there came into Noah two and two? The Bible tells us that Noah built the ark, and God had him build this ark to save his family. But his family was not the only things that were going to be saved. God also wanted to save the animals. Now, Noah didn't really have a way of going out and gathering the animals. So the Bible tells us that God sent the animals to Noah. After he built the ark, God sent the animals. And for most of the animals, the Bible tells us that they came, and they came by two and two. Good night. Making a mess there. Who wants to take a guess as to what this is? An owl? It's a giraffe. All right, good. Now, Noah did not just bring a giraffe on the ark. He brought every animal. Now, I'm not going to take the time to draw every animal, okay? But I will say this, that the Bible tells us he brought two of every animal, a male and a female. It's not just the animals that Noah, the two by two. The Bible tells us that there were certain animals that he brought a pair of seven also. And that had to do with sacrifices and clean and unclean animals. But what you guys should know for the story is that he brought these. God brought these animals to Noah, two by two. Let's see if I can give some color to this one. All right. So every animal came on the ark. And this is one thing that you guys should know. This is probably more for the adults, but not every type of animal came on, every kind. So it's not like Noah brought every type of dog. He just brought a male dog and a female dog. And from those dogs, we got every dog we have now. He brought every kind of animal, but he brought a representation of every animal. And God did that so that the animal life would survive the flood. So there you go, two giraffes. So that's what the Bible's talking about when it says there went in two and two in unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female. Noah didn't go out and find the animals. God brought them to him. Now God helped him. Noah did his part. He built the ark. And then God brought the animals to him. And there's a lesson in that as well. And the lesson is this, that when we obey, God helps us with the parts that we can't do. God only expects us to do what he tells us to do. But when we do that and we're faithful with what he tells us to do, then he helps us with the rest. Because there really probably wouldn't have been any way for Noah to then go out and round up all the animals. But God brought the animals to them. Now, the next part of the story is this, that the reason that God had Noah build an ark, I've drawn this before, and this is my version of a clouds. The reason that God had Noah build an ark was because God was going to judge the world because he saw that all men were evil, their thoughts were evil continually, and the Bible tells us that God was going to judge the world with a worldwide flood. Now, here's what the Bible says in Genesis 7:23, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things and the fowls of heaven, they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. So the Bible tells us that it rained. Who knows for how long it rained during Noah's flood? 40 days. The Bible tells us it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. It rained upon the earth. And not only that, the Bible tells us that it rained for 40 days, but God also opened the foundations of the earth and water began to gush out from the earth as well. And what this did was it created a worldwide flood. And the entire world was flooded. And everybody that lived in it drowned. Those are little air bubbles. They drowned in the flood, and the only people that survived were the people that were in the ark, with Noah, his family, and, of course, the animals that were with him. And there's two really major lessons in the story of Noah. The first is a lesson of just obedience, and the lesson that we can do right even when the whole world's doing wrong, even when everybody else is doing bad things, thinking bad things, they're encouraging you to do bad things. The Bible tells us that Noah literally walked with God, and he was the only person, him and his family were the only people that walked with the Lord in the whole world. And God noticed that, and God favored Noah for it, and he saved him from this worldwide flood. But you know, there's another lesson about this flood. And it is this, that judgment is coming one day to this world again. Now, the Bible says that God's not going to flood the world with, judge the world with a flood. But God is going to judge this world again. And you know what this ark represents? It represents, and it's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the lesson that we learn with regards to salvation is this, that when God's judgment comes, those that are in Jesus Christ, those that are in the ark, are going to be saved from the coming judgment. So that's why we teach that you have to put your faith in Christ. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. So there's a picture here of salvation as well. So let me give you the last part of the story. At the end of the story, when the flood was over and when Noah got off the ark and when God told him to replenish the earth, the Bible says that God gave a sign of hope to Noah. Who knows what that sign was? Who thinks they know? What was it?
A rainbow,
exactly. The Bible says in Genesis 9:13, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. So God gave them a rainbow. Now I'm going to attempt to draw a rainbow, but the problem with rainbows is that they require a lot of different colors. And you have to put them in the right order, all right? Who knows the order of the rainbow? Who knows the order of the rainbow? Let's go from top to bottom. There are, well, let me ask this. I've got a little cheat sheet here, but who knows how many colors are in a rainbow?
Six.
All right. Raise your hand if you know from the top to the bottom. Top to the bottom, raise your hand if you know what the top color is, all right? I want to call on people. Go ahead. Yeah. I can't hear. No, I'm just kidding. No, red. All right. Red is the first one. So let me try to draw this. I'm going to try to do my best, but rainbow is going to be a little difficult, I think. Okay, so the top color is red. I had a girl tell me that, so let's see if I can get a boy tell me what the next color is. Raise your hand. Close your mouth. Raise your hand. Go ahead. You're really excited. What is it?
Orange.
All right. Orange. Did you know because I had an orange highlighter in my hand? I'll try not to do that. Okay, this is not the easiest thing to draw. But let me see. Orange, okay. All right, back to the girls. Who knows what the next color is? Raise your hand. Don't say it out loud. Raise your hand. Next color, let's see. Madison, go ahead.
Yellow.
All right. See, this doubles as a homeschool class. Now, your moms can take tomorrow off. I'm just kidding. Don't do that, moms. Okay, yellow. Yellow is the next. Okay, we're going to go back to the boys here in a second. Don't say it out loud. You got to raise your hand. Don't say it out loud. Raise your hand. Let's see if you know what the next color is. All right, go ahead. Green, he says green, and he is correct. It is green. Okay, how do you guys know all this? You guys are a smart group. Because I don't know this, I had to look it up. And I really doubt your parents know it. Okay, girls, what's the next color? Let's see if you know. Next color, Dalia, go ahead. Blue, it is blue. All right. Blue is the next color. See if I can get this. Blue. All right. Now for the last one. Let's see if there's any adults that know. What adult knows? Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. Is there any adult in this room that knows what the last one is? Your hand was up first. What is it? Indigo. Which I don't know what that is, but I'm going to use purple. So I think that's close enough. Okay. All right. I think indigo is like a purple. That's what someone told me. Okay. So this is a rainbow. Now here's the thing about a rainbow. God said that he set his bow in the sky. And rainbows come out when there are clouds and when there is rain. And I'm sure your moms can tell you the science behind it. But here's the thing. God put a rainbow in the sky to let people know that he had made this covenant, that he was not going to judge the earth with a flood ever again. So we don't ever have to worry that there's going to be a Noahic flood again. But like I said, there is a judgment that God is going to bring upon this earth. And this ark represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And you kids, some of you are too young maybe to understand. Well, if you're older, you need to make sure that you're saved. You need to make sure that your faith is in Jesus Christ. You need to make sure that you're in Jesus, that you're in the ark before the judgment day comes, all right? That's the salvation application. And the application for life is this, that you can do right even when everybody else is doing wrong. You can do right even if everybody else is doing what they're not supposed to do. You know, and in your life, I know we have some good kids here in our church, but in your life, if your friends are getting into mischief, if your friends are doing things they shouldn't be doing, if they're trying to encourage you to do wrong, you should be like Noah and stand up for the Lord and do right. Here's the last verse. Genesis 9:1 says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we love these kids. Lord, I pray that you would help these kids to learn some of these lessons. And I know that they're young and maybe their ages can be difficult to grasp some of these things at times, but help them to learn to obey and to do right even if others are doing wrong. And the ones that are old enough to understand salvation, help them to make sure to get saved and help their parents have a burden to get them saved. And Lord, we pray that there'd be no kid that would come to this church and not be saved or have the opportunity to get saved. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.